Since the start of this church, senior pastor has prophesied about, you know, world situations. As we look at the situation of North Korea, we have been confirmed that, you know, things are going on just exactly, you know, our Father God said. As you read in Mami magazine about the verse of Amos, our Father God is accomplishing things that He has prophesied. So there is no reason we cannot trust our shepherd. Father God reveals what He would do through our shepherd. And He lets us know who He is. Let's give all glory to Father God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we firmly believe that Father God gives us only the good things, despite the current situation before our eyes. We accomplish the word of God, which is rejoice always, give thanks in all situations, and pray without ceasing. And we are looking forward to great rewards and the righteous crown. However, before we knew God, we were desperate and we were disheartened before the reality, once in our lifetime at least. Through the incident of serpent, bronze serpent in Exodus time, we have to make bread of it. And we had this message will help you adorn yourself as the bride of the Lord and each other and give out beautiful fragrance of Jesus Christ. This message based on senior pastor's sermons titled Fiery Serpent and Cross and the Cross in 2016 and 2002. I'm going to mention many, you know, negative words which Mami members do not use frequently. However, well, before we came to this church, we were hurt a lot and we made lots of, you know, complaints. Through our shepherd, you know, we learned Father God's warmth, love. We were healed of our wounded heart. However, the enemy devil and Satan is tried to hurt our people, just as it hurted Israelites who were ready to take over the land of Canaan. So let me tell you the background of this message first. Well, after the 12 spies incident, you know, Israelites were trained for 40 years. They came back to Kadesh Barnea right before the land of Canaan. However, they complained again. You know, there was no water and they spoke against Moses. They said, you know, they would have been dead. And why did you lead to this place? There was no place to, you know, seed, and there was no figs, no grapes, no, you know, water, drinking water. Then God commanded Moses to hit the rock and the water, you know, gush off from the rock. Moses sent messenger to the king of Edom so that they could cross the Edom kingdom. However, the king refused. Since Father God said, do not, you know, make conflict with Edom, they had to go around the kingdom of Edom. And, you know, the Israelites became impatient and they were hurt in their hearts and they eventually complained. Numbers 2:21 verse 5 says, the people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this miserable feed. Now, they revealed their complaints against God. And they even called manna miserable food. Then, fiery serpent came out and bit, and many people died. Then, Israelites begged to Moses, we committed sin, we complained, we spoke against you and Moses. So please intercede for us. After Moses interceded for Israelites by asking God to, you know, save those people, then Father God told him to put bronze serpent on the pole. You know, whoever, you know, looked up to the bronze serpent could live. Now, so far I've given you the brief, you know, review about, I mean, brief, you know, summary of this message. Well, let me ask you a few questions. First, 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. Now they had to go around. So they were hurt. They became impatient. Now, couldn't they have been consoled in their heart? Well, why do they have to, you know, punished? Isn't God too scary? Second one, why should it be fiery serpent? God said, do not worship idols. No, but Father God commanded Moses to make the image of serpent. Third question, they just look up to the bronze serpent and they were healed. Isn't it too easy? What is the justice behind it? Well, in this message, I'm going to answer these three questions. And we got a lesson from them. Through this message, I hope that you can check what you got to do in this moment of blessing. Now, I will begin my actual message. Well, they became impatient in their heart and then complained. Now, isn't God too scary? You may ask like this. Well, before people know God, you know, they may be scared of God. However, God said, even though he wanted to protect them, it was unavoidable. The fiery serpent could be easily found in the desert. You know, in desert, you can find, you know, scorpions and snakes with, you know, venoms, right? But Father God protected Israelites. However, Israelites destroyed the justice that they could be, you know, protected. Then, you know, Father God could destroy all the, you know, fiery serpents. However, it was Israelites who demolished the protection of justice by themselves. Then they were bitten by a fiery serpent. So there is justice. They should be protected. Father God wants them to repent and turn back even by being bitten by a serpent. They didn't stole, you know, they didn't steal, they didn't murder. They just complained. But they were not, you know, protected. So, are their complaints serious enough to cause death? Well, it wasn't easy in the complaints. Because their complaints were not against people, it was against the God. They spoke against God and Moses. No, they've been trained in the wilderness for 40 years. They witnessed the power of God. However, they complained when they faced with difficulties. If they had trusted God, who gives only the good things, you know, they would not have needed a reason to complain. They got no water, they got no food, even though they were eating manna, but they hated it, they said. So, what they were saying is, I don't like God who gives us life. I like the world. So their complaints go over the protection of God. Numbers 21 verse 4 says, the people became impatient because of the journey. This was the reason they began to complain. You know, they had to go around the kingdom of Edom. That we have to pay attention to it. Why? What is this? They became impatient. They became impatient and their hearts were hurt. When a heart is hurt, it is not normal heart. With a hurt heart, you cannot make a normal, you know, you cannot make normal thoughts. You know, heart is most important in your life. If your heart is hurt and wounded, you lost the most important thing in your life. There are many reasons for wounded heart. It can be lightly wounded or seriously injured, which can cause in a serious mental illness. Somebody swear at you, somebody call you a bad name, somebody accuses you wrongfully, somebody put blames on you, trusted one betrayed you. When you said goodbye to your beloved ones, you are not acknowledged by others, you know. There are many reasons why you were hurt and wounded in your heart. When things are not going as you expected, you are disheartened and disappointed. When you lost your dream, you lost the reason of your life. So, in sum, when things are not done according to your thought, your heart is hurt. When your heart is hurt, it is expressed on your face, and then you will speak out. You know, profanity and squinting eyes. Men with good etiquette will not express it, but, you know, they may just suppress it in their heart. This wounded heart, is based on, I'm talking about the wounded heart when things are not going as, you know, people expected. Well, brothers and sisters, wounds produce horrible results. It can cause this and that, you know, troubles. You may think, you know, it's not a big deal. But when wounds is not healed, it's getting worse and worse, becomes worse and worse. If you just suppress it in your heart, someday, somehow, it will come out. It will be revealed. And the enemy, devil, and Satan do not leave it as it is. It will make the wound getting worse and worse and make you think of, you know, about your wounds. There are many people nowadays who don't sleep well. The biggest reason? The wounded heart, injured heart. Well, when you got hurt, you have to find the cause and you have to heal it, right? But it's strange that, you know, when people are hurt, they concentrate on people around them, not their heart itself. Well, isn't it natural for you to heal your wounded body part first? But it is a heart, even though your heart is about to die, you just concentrate on those who caused you the wounded heart. Now, let's say somebody shoot, you know, arrow on your heart, at your heart, you just leave the arrow, you know, in your heart. You just try to concentrate on the people who shoot the arrow at you. You just define the cause of your wounded heart and then put blame on others. You know, it's all because of him. It's all because of her. And you just, you know, ignore your wounded heart. You just put blame on others. And you say, you were hurt. And you don't say, you have a narrow heart. You don't see a log in your eye. Israelites didn't see their own evil. They had to go around and they were hurt. That's what they said. They didn't say they were evil and they were hurt. They just complained that, you know, we got no food, no water, there was no way to enter Canaan land. They complained against God and Moses. You know, when you think, you know, when your heart is hurt, then you become selfish. So instead of meditating on the word and the grace of Father God, you just, you know, focusing on your own wound. And you remember your wounded heart and others or the environment that made your heart, you know, wounded. And you don't forget it. sometimes you feel unfairly treated. You know, unless he comes to me and say, I'm sorry, I will never talk to him back. It is absolutely his fault. Some people just become silent without saying what's going on. They just wait until the other part say, I'm sorry. He doesn't remember the good terms, days of good terms that he used to have. He just thought about, he just thinks about, you know, the things that he did to, you know, hurt his heart. And he never forgives him. And he even tries to revenge. He wishes his life would not be prosperous. If he becomes prosperous, you know, naturally, God, you know, even depression. And then sometimes make an excessive decision. If you look at the Israelites, when they were about to go around the Edom, they did it. However, later, they revealed their complaint. They just hated the grace they receive every day. They got disheartened and just gave up. When they were hurt like this, they don't distinguish what's going on. They don't look at God properly. They just complain. Now, who caused you to do all this? It is the enemy, devil, and Satan. It is the enemy, devil, and Satan which cause you to focus on the one who caused you. So it can be compared to the incident of being bitten by a fiery serpent. When heart is hurt, your thoughts are hurt. When your thoughts are hurt, your actions become hurt. Then your spirit and soul and spirit also got hurt. The Dr. Elmigath, said when people complain and get angry, they got some poison in their body, and then it may cause them to die. It may cause people to die. So if you got angry, if you show your express angry outside, it doesn't do any good to you. And as long as you have ill feelings in your heart, and it becomes a sin to make a separation between you and God. Well, let me give you some example. I'm going to give you 12 words. After listening to these 12 words, and try to remember all those words, okay? I'll begin. Are you ready? 12 words. Sometimes you can hear some swear words, okay? Romance, room, wind, degeneration, depression, sick, damn, shit. I'm sorry. Now, can you remember those words among those words that I just mentioned? You have good memory. Well, there are some, there are like some profanity and then positive words and negative words. But seventh, eighth, and ninth words are profanity. Very negative words. Now, when people are asked to remember those words, they don't remember the positive words they just heard before profanity. This examination is a very famous examination. Seven, eight, and nine words are very, severe, serious in the profanity. That just, lower the level. But anyway, those people who were at the example remembered only this, profanity. They forgot all those, the positive words before them. It is four times stronger. than, you know, positive words. And it stimulates man's brain to remember anger and horror. And it makes their brain in a hurt. It was the situation of Israelites. So Israelites forgot the grace they received so far. Two people could get along well for long years, but because of some small incident, you know, they got angry at each other and they became enemies. Now, when we hear some bad rumors, we got hurt. And we sometimes, chances are that we don't remember the grace we received. It takes time at least. It was the same with the Israelites. When they were hurt, they forgot the grace. They just thought about all those, you know, bad things, brothers and sisters. Now, the Israelites had to go around, take the long way. But because of that, they revealed all the complaints, you know, which they used to have in their hearts, like water and then food and even manna. Jacob was the same. You know, over 10 years, you know, he worked for his uncle Laban. And he was hurt in his heart for many times. And he ran away. And Laban, you know, chased him and tried to find in the Drabim, you know. But he didn't find it. When his uncle Laban could not find what he was looking for, which was just bigger than the man's hand, Jacob said, "These 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten the rams of your flocks. That which was torn of beasts I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it myself. You required it of my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was by day, the heat consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes. These 20 years I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock, and you changed my wages 10 times. He even mentioned God to complain against his uncle. When Laban could not find what he was looking for, he complained all the things altogether, which he used to have in his heart. Well, in case of Jacob, he did it to Laban. Well, Rachel actually stole it, what, you know, Laban was looking for, but Jacob didn't know that, right? Well, this pattern is the normal pattern of those who complain. When they found something that they can point, you know, they reveal all those complaints all at the same time. And they try to change the situation that they fall into. The point is whether it is right in the sight of God. When people are hurt in their heart, they cannot think of Father God's thoughts. They don't, you know, if they just, you know, focus on what they themselves say, then they can see whether what they are doing is right or not. Wounded heart produce wounded words, right? Something to we have to pay attention. Well, when they were told to go around, they didn't complain right away. 40 years ago, after heard the report of the 12 spies, you know, Israelites complained right away. So they got a little bit better this time. However, they seemed to obey in the beginning. However, they didn't keep their heart. So eventually, they complained. So some time passed when they complained after they were hurt. It means when things are not in accordance with your thoughts, you know, they just compress it. And they just think about that again and again, and then these negative thoughts come out as an action. Well, it is, if you just suppress it, your ill feelings, it's not good. You have to circumcise your heart and get rid of the ill feelings by the help of the Holy Spirit. And that wounded heart, the enemy, devil, and Satan will not let go of it. They just cause you to keep thinking about those in the wounded heart and eventually complain. It is a very normal way for Satan to use people's heart. So before Israelites enter the land of Canaan, Father God emphasized on circumcising heart, so that they could conquer and rule the land of Canaan. Brothers and sisters, when people are hurt in their heart, when they pray, they don't think about the Word of God. They don't meditate on the Word of God. They always think about their wounded heart. Well, they have to pray to look back, and they find the cause. But they have to look at themselves. However, they just think about their wounded heart itself and make it bigger, worse and worse. Fiery serpent refers to the enemy, the devil, and Satan. Unless you don't think of the Lord and heal your wounded heart, the enemy, devil, and Satan will not let go of it, but hang on to it, and cause you to think about the wounded heart again and again, and then, eventually, you make wrong action. So, when your heart is wounded, it is like you are bitten by a fiery serpent. After long years of Christian life, you complain because of your wounded heart. But if you don't go to the land of promise, wow, what a tragedy it is. If you just suppress ill feelings in your heart, it goes forever in your life. You know, those who cause you wounds, it is very bad, man, but you know, it's not fair if you just, you know, remember it, you wounded the heart and then just, you know, focus on it and then make it worse and worse, right? You got to heal it right away. If you plant wound, then you will reap wound. So that's why God says, forgive and love even your enemies. It is for yourself. When you forgive and love, you will not have wound in your heart. Your heart will not be wounded. Father God loves us so much. Well, but when we're hurt in our heart, it's difficult to forgive and love our enemies. But Father God told us to love and love even our enemies and forgive. Because Father God loves us so much, so that it is for us, brothers and sisters. People complain because they were hurt in their heart, right? Why they were hurt? The reason? Lack of trust. They didn't trust God enough. Simply put, they said they cannot believe God. They were hurt because they cannot trust. And then it caused them commit sin. And they made a wall before Father God. They don't have hope for heaven. They didn't trust God. So they were hurt when they faced difficulties. If they had trusted God, there was no reason they would have been hurt in their heart and complained. Father God promised the land of Canaan. So if they trusted God, they would just have good faith. So, you know, difficulties before their eyes would not be difficulties. They knew it would be just the process, the courseway. Let's say by evil men you were hurt. But if you keep that wound, it does not solve the problem. Our shepherd said a very easy way. Your part doesn't think, you know, he hurt your heart. So if you think you were hurt, it's your loss. If you just keep your wound, it's your loss. If your heart is narrow, And if you're hurt in your heart, it's your loss.
한 마음으로 순종하여서 여리고성을 무너뜨릴 수 있었을까요? 불가능한 일입니다. 그래서 그들에게 약속의 땅을 앞두고서 불뱀의 시험이 허락되고 그들의 마음에 있는 악을
Now, when the Israelites entered the land of Canaan with this kind of status, they would not be able to, you know, conquer the land. They would be, you know, observed by those, you know, the local people. They couldn't destroy the city of Jericho. They could enter the land of Canaan when they passed the test of this fiery serpent. After they passed this test, you know, they could destroy the land, city of, you know, Jericho. They were trained in the wilderness for 40 years. And then, when they were about to enter the land of Canaan, there were big tests. It was the rebellion of Korah and the fiery serpent. And the death of 24,000 people at Peor. These tests are related to sinful nature, pride of this life, lust of the body, lust of the eyes. Especially this fiery serpent and adultery is related to trust and changing of mind. To make, you know, Israelites enter the land of Canaan and conquer and rule, Father God gave them tests so that they can have good trust in God and solve the matter, the attributes of, you know, changing of mind. So these were allowed by Father God. Now, Manmin is facing this final test, I guess. I believe there is Father God's providence, His good providence, before we build the grand sanctuary and welcome the Lord. So far, I told you about the wounded heart of Israelites and their complaints. They were not circumcised in their heart and that they had to go around. So they didn't trust God and they complained because they were impatient and they became hurt in their heart. And I told you that when heart is hurt, you gotta heal it as quickly as possible. Now, I will give you the next question. Why did God command Moses to make the idol image of serpent? Well, there are many other images other than the serpent, the flowers or angels. It's serpent. It's a bronze serpent. Wouldn't it be better to make a, you know, cow or ox, the golden cow? If they did not look at the bronze serpent with these kind of thoughts, they would have died. But those who look up to the bronze serpent without this kind of thought, they survived. Well, actually, they faced something that they cannot help, that they couldn't have any fleshly thoughts. Just to survive, just they had to do whatever they had to do. They didn't calculate in what's going on. They became poor in their heart. So they couldn't but depend on God. But when they look at the bronze serpent and depend on God, then they could live. When they got poor in their heart, you know, they only depended on God. In the reality where there is no one else except Father God they could depend on, they just forgot, you know, their thoughts, their knowledge, their pride. Then Father God answered. Well, it was actually God who made all those situations where you could receive an answer. The only thing man could do was to fill up justice to receive answer. We call it foundation of faith, or we say, in other expression, we just fill up 1% of justice. Man cannot understand Father God's thoughts. This fiery serpent incident is the example of the Jesus Christ crucifixion on the cross, which saved people from curse of the law. But nobody knew it. Then Jesus said in John 3 verses 14 and 15, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. Sinless Jesus took all the sins of sinners, and he was crucified on the cross, just like the bronze serpent. The serpent refers to enemy devil and Satan. Jesus took the cross to destroy the authority of the enemy devil and Satan. Satan, the devil, killed sinless Jesus. So they violated the spiritual law. So sinless Jesus resurrected from the death. So looking up to Jesus crucified on the cross means we look at the authority of the enemy devil and Satan destroyed with the eyes of faith. And this faith causes eternal life. As we look up to the cross of Jesus, we receive eternal life as a gift. Therefore, the cross is not the symbol of curse, but it is a symbol of blessing and eternal life and answer. Well, some may ask this kind of question. Father God, in His Ten Commandments, said, do not serve any idols. Well, of course, you know, you gave this question to understand the will of God. If the Israelites just stick to the commands of our Father God, who told them never make any idols, then they would not look up to the bronze serpent. Well, idols are made by man's hand, just as Isaiah the prophet said. It cannot do anything. It cannot breathe. It cannot move eyeballs. It's either in the wood or, you know, piece of metal. However, the bronze serpent, when people look to the bronze serpent, they lived after bitten by a serpent. This result shows that it is the work of God. However, you should not misunderstand. The bronze serpent itself did not make people live. So don't misunderstand. People trusted Moses, the man of God, and they believed that they would be healed as they look up to the bronze serpent by faith. It was the work of God. So God helped heal them, not the bronze serpent. You know, people believe when they see some invisible thing. God could heal all of them, but they needed justice. So, to help them have easily possess faith, God gave them a symbol of faith. You know, people who were bitten by a serpent could not speak well. They're powerless. So all they had to do is just look up to the bronze serpent, and they got answer, and they were healed. Well, hundreds of years later, there's a king, Hezekiah. Hezekiah destroyed all bronze serpent in southern Judah, and Father God was pleased. God made Israelites look up to the bronze serpent, but hundreds of years later, King Hezekiah, you know, destroyed all bronze serpent. The reason? The bronze serpent itself became an idol. Looking up to the bronze serpent means looking up to God who would heal people. However, people deteriorated this truth and they just served the bronze serpent itself. Bronze serpent became idol. They served bronze serpent itself to look for, you know, blessing. Father God told them to look up to God by looking at bronze serpent. So when Hezekiah the king destroyed all bronze serpent, Father God was pleased. Well, now look at the screen. At the ambulance, you can find bronze serpent. That's a serpent. Can you see? That's a symbol of ambulance. Now look at the World Health Organization. If you look at the symbol, you can see a serpent as well. When people look at the serpent, they have to remember the love of Father God. Enemy devil and Satan, who lost its authority. Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross by looking at this serpent. However, if we think of that symbol as a charm, or if we just ask the serpent to heal us, then it becomes idol, right? Then that must be destroyed, just like King Hezekiah did. Now, what about the handkerchief of Apostle Paul and apron and our shepherd's handkerchief? As a handkerchief, as a, you know, symbol, as we think of God and His power, then Father God's power is manifested. When people prayed with the handkerchief that our shepherd prayed on, Father God has worked transcending space and time. Last Friday's service, a deaconess swallowed a pin and it got stuck at their throat. And after receiving prayer with the handkerchief, the pin was disappeared. Without God, nothing could make it happen. Father God prayed on the handkerchief. When people use that handkerchief by faith, then Father God works. So far, I gave answers to the second question. The bronze serpent is the enemy devil and Satan, and the bronze serpent on the stick represents Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, let me give you a third question. People were healed by just looking at the bronze in the serpent. Isn't it too easy? What is the justice behind it? First of all, people were healed by looking at bronze serpent. They couldn't but die, but they were healed by looking at the bronze serpent. But it was not by bronze serpent. They just showed faith by looking up to it, and Father God healed them. By looking at the symbol of faith, they fill up justice, at least, to be healed. Let me tell you the process of healing. They were about to die after bitten by a fiery serpent, and they just look at the cause and why they were bitten by, and they realized it. Numbers 21 verse 7 says, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord and you. When problem arose, people find the cause in them, which is they spoke against God and Moses. Now they didn't complain anymore. They are repenting. When problem arises, a shortcut is to find the cause in you. By common sense, it is easier to find the cause in you, not find the cause around you. Easiest way. You cannot solve the problem of others in the circumcision of heart, because it's not even easy to circumcise your own heart. However, when your problem is solved, then Father God will work so that, you know, others' problems are solved as well. But there are many examples in the Bible. This can be done only by Father God. You know, in case of Jacob, he couldn't solve his problem by the Jabbok River. So he depended on Father God regarding the matter of his brother Esau. He gave, you know, offerings, and, you know, he could not solve the problem with his brother Esau. He got afraid. So when they faced trouble, The first thing we got to do is find the cause in us, and that's the shortcut. Now, the Israelites find the cause of the problem. The next, they just admitted their sin. They complained against God and Moses, and they said it was their sin. They acknowledged it. After they found their sin and acknowledged it, the next step was they depended on God. It was the action of filling up justice. What they did was, as Numbers 21:7 says, intercede with the Lord that he may remove the serpents from us. And Moses interceded for the people. They went to Moses. They asked Moses to intercede for them. They depended on God. And Moses interceded, and Father God answered. When Moses told them the solution of God, Israelites looked up to the bronze serpent, and they obeyed, and they lived. So by summary, they discovered the cause, they acknowledged it, and they made an effort. And they repented, asked interceding prayer, and they obeyed, and they showed their faith. This became justice, and they were healed. So, the justice they filled up to be healed was discovery, acknowledgement, and effort. Through this incident, when we face a trouble, we have to find the cause in us and acknowledge the sin we may have committed and trust God and show our faith. When we make this kind of effort, living God answers us. That's the principle. There are other examples of this principle. We can find the many in the Bible. In case of David, 1 Chronicles chapter 21 explains it well. Verse 8 says, David said to God, I have sinned greatly, and that I have done this thing. But now, please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. He admitted his sin and begged for his forgiveness. Psalm 32 verse 5 says, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin, Selah. So, when we face a trouble, we have to ask God to solve the problem. Philippians 4, 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In the process of healing, the most important thing is, what's the motivation of this discovery and acknowledgement and effort? That is, trust. If we don't have trust that Father God would forgive me and save me, then there is no discovery, no acknowledgement, no effort. They were hurt because they got no trust. And they recovered trust through the test of fire and serpent. When they had firm trust of entering the land of Canaan and trust in God and Moses, when they lost that trust, they could not be protected from fiery serpents. However, through the test of fiery serpent, they recovered their trust. They trusted God, obeyed, and looked up to the bronze serpent, and they got miracle of recovering their life. If I complain, I cannot be protected and I could die. But when I look up to the God, I lived. Moses can interpret for me. They just printed it in their heart deeply. Before those people entered the land of Canaan, they had to confirm their trust between God and them. That's why Father God allowed these kind of tests. And this can be applied to our reality too. So far, I explained the principle of healing. When problem arose, they look at themselves, they discover their sin, they ask God ask for interceding prayer. And when Father God gave the solution, they obeyed and then made the foundation of faith, and they were healed. They were hurt because of their distrust in God. But as they look up to the bronze serpent, they show their faith, and they recover their trust back. So, let me give you lessons that you have to learn. First, we have to be very keenly react to our heart's wound. Why? We will complain because of the hurt, wounded heart, and we will not rejoice. The enemy, devil, and Satan will accuse us for that. Why do I complain? Why don't I rejoice? Why don't I give thanks? Why do I forget the grace? Then if you find your heart is wounded, then you have to quickly solve the problem by looking up to God. If you just suppress it, it will become ill feelings, and it will develop into, you know, sinful action. Now, what is that Father God want me to realize through this situation? You have to discover it, and you have to change yourself, and you got to resemble Father God all the more. Another lesson, in our life, when we have a trouble, we have to find a solution in God. If you try to put blame on others, if you try to attack others, if you wrongfully accuse people because of your wounded heart, you should not use your own method. The first thing you got to do before trouble is to pray and depend on God. Father God is Almighty. He governs everything. The trouble of fiery serpent, Israelites had to find the cause of that trouble between them and God. The solution should come from God as well. All troubles on this land should be solved by Father God. And there is another lesson. We should never forget the grace. Before their reality, when they thought about the grace the Father God gave, they would not have complained. Well, actually, we are living by the grace of Father God, by the love and grace of the Lord. What a great reason of thanks and grace that we call God Father with faith of salvation. Our Lord died on the cross to save us. If we truly believe it, and if we truly remember the grace that our shepherd has given to us, then our lives should be full of thanks and joy. If we don't forget this grace every time, all the time, at the test of faith, we will pass it by trusting in Father God. If we remember the grace in our heart, just as James 1:4 says, let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We can accomplish it. Behold, David was chased by King Saul for 10 years. Joseph went through the refinements for 13 years. Jacob worked for his uncle Laban for 20 years to accomplish the heart of spirit. Father God gives His grace. And if we pass the refinements with faith, just as Father God blessed Jacob, David, and Joseph, we could receive that kind of blessing as we remember the grace and never forget. So all we have got to do is remember the grace and do goodness. Then we can keep our hearts because Father God helps us. Now we cannot sin if we remember His grace.
Now,
Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." This verse shows, this verse contains all the lessons that we gotta learn. If we don't grow weary but do goodness according to the will of God, then Father God will surely help us to reap the results of goodness. Of course, we should not be bitten by a serpent. When we face troubles, we gotta remember Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8 explains the reason of 40 years of life in wilderness. Verses 15 and 16 says, "He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end." So eventually, God allows us to go tests. It is for our own blessing, so we gotta be humble. As we have our vessel and pass the test and show our faith, then Father God blesses us, and the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot accuse us. Just as Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." So we should never forget the grace. We have to imprint it deep in our heart. Then, we can easily overcome troubles before our eyes. And as a result, Father God will give us rewards. I ask you and urge you to count all the grace the Father God and the Lord and Shepherd gave to you and imprint them in your heart, every one of them, and remember them. Brothers and sisters, we gotta remember the grace the Father God gave. Then Father God, help our heart not to be hurt. When we ask God and dwell in the Lord, Father God will protect us. It is in the Bible. If we don't forget the grace the Father God gave to us, then we will look up to God. And when we depend on God, and Father God, help us so that our hearts would not be hurt. When He does that, we will not commit sin. Then there will be no test before us, said the shepherd. So as we always remember the grace that Father God gave to us, and when we don't remember the grace, then our heart cannot be protected. We gotta remember this. And we should never forget the grace that Father God gave to us in our Christian life. The incident of fiery serpent reminds of one thing at least. If we do goodness all the time without committing sin and trust the good will of Father God, then Father God will surely lead us to the way of life. Joseph was a good example. He was sold as a slave. He was imprisoned. However, his heart was not hurt. He didn't complain to anybody. He rather looked back on himself. And he realized why his brothers did that. And he thought about Father God's, the dream the Father God gave to him, the will of God. When he was imprisoned, he always thought about the good will of Father God. And he did his best, and he was faithful. When he met his brothers later, he just showed goodness and love to his brothers. Since he got no wounded heart like this, Father God could lead Joseph himself. When people recover their wounded heart or pass the test, can experience an amazing miracle. Father God is behind it. In case of David, he didn't say his heart was hurt because of King Saul. He solely depended on Father God. He didn't try to take revenge by himself. Then he was greatly used by God. How could trust and depend on God without being hurt in their heart? Why is that? Because they got no wall of sin. If you don't commit sin, in any situation, you can be confident and you can be in peace. You have faith that Father God will surely lead you. When Jesus was arrested, he was questioned, but he was in peace. He was confident. If you got no wall of sin, there is no fear. So the most basic thing that we gotta remember is that we gotta no wall of sin. We should not have any wall of sin. If we don't live by the word of God, it is a sin. No matter what kind of reality we see, if we don't have any wall of sin, we can be in peace and we can be confident in our life. Then we can absolutely trust and depend on Father God's goodwill. I feel like Father God is saying to Manmin like this, "What do you worry? I can do anything. What do you worry about? Remember the grace that I gave to Manmin all those years. I stopped the rain. I made it rain. I saved lives. I led you salvation. Remember this grace. I am your God. I am Almighty God. If you're confident in your heart, ask anything. I can do anything." Can you hear this voice of God? It is the word in the Bible. Then, "I cannot do it. It's not possible with me. I cannot forgive people. I'm wrongfully accused." Then you cannot look up to the bronze serpent. But think about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Your wounded heart is nothing when compared to the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not saying suppressing your wounded heart. He was hurt severely. His bones were revealed. He bled a lot. Why? Because to heal us, to save us. Jesus sacrificed his own life to take all the sins, to take all the wounds on behalf of us. We have received such great love from our Jesus Christ. We were nothing. But then we are receiving such great grace from our Lord. And our Lord treats us like we are the best thing of this world. We are receiving this kind of love from our Father God and the Lord. But why do you think you are not consoled? Why do you think you are worrying about your heart, wounded heart? Then it means like sacrifice of our Lord is not enough yet. What you're saying is the sacrifice of a shepherd is not enough yet. Your sacrifice, shepherd, is nothing for me. It's like you complaining like this. Therefore, you should remember that Father God is more sad than you are for your wounded heart. I'm not telling you to suppress your wounded heart. Think about the grace that you receive from Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. and heal your heart. Because of the laws that you injured before, you should not forsake the 99% of justice that our shepherd took care of. Then we gotta forgive those we couldn't forgive before. We gotta love our enemies we didn't love before. We look at only the good things of people and look at them and take care of them with love and goodness. We have to practice all those things we learned from our shepherd. We have to help each other. We have to give hope and strength to each other. If you think your heart is hurt, then trust God and trust the shepherd. And think of the good will of Father God and do your duty helping each other in this situation. In any kind of situation, we have to trust in God who leads us in goodness. And we have to search for His goodwill. And we should give thanks. Let me conclude this message. Brothers and sisters, I told you that you should be careful not making your heart wounded. Once your heart is hurt, and when you complain, then you gotta solve the problem by looking up to the Lord. In our reality, to make our Father God Himself lead us, we gotta have no wall of sin. No matter what kind of reality we see before our eyes, if we got no wall of sin, and if as long as we don't forget the grace we received, then trust Father God, Father God will surely solve our problems. Brothers and sisters, the enemy, devil, and Satan make you keep complaining, doubt each other, and then make a separation between you and others. Just like Israelites complained against God after the 40-year-long training. But Manmin is not like that. We actually strengthen our faith. From time to time, our hearts were hurt momentarily because of some rumors. But through them, we realize the truth when we strengthen our heart. So we should give thanks for that. If our heart is hurt, then we look up to the bronze serpent. We look up to the Lord, and we have to solve and cleanse the poison. I mean, the antidote is remembering the God's grace. Who gave us manna? Who saved us? Who protected with pillar of fire? Who saved us from the suppression? We gotta remember this kind of grace. And if we trust God, then we will not experience any kind of incident of fiery serpent that Israelites experienced. If we remember the grace of Father God who stopped the rain, who made it rain, who gave us hope for New Jerusalem, who solved our problems of sin and his sickness, then our trust in God and shepherd will not sway. If we remember all the prophecy and the manifestation of Father God's power and miracles, then we will never distrust God. There is no reason we cannot trust our shepherd. We confess that we have received countless grace from our Father God. Whenever we got troubles, we'll called out to God, and He helped us. Now we are in our shepherd's space. Just as Israelites were saved by looking up to bronze serpent, we can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and solve the problems. If our trust and love sways, 99% of justice got swayed, and we can see our true self. But once we recover the trust and love, we will recover the fullness of the Holy Spirit, And we can make the 99% of justice a mine. And when we fill it up by just adding one more percent, then we can live our life with joy and thanks all the time. The Israelites had to pass the incident of fiery serpent. And Father God gives us good chances to pass all those tests. Before Israelites entered the land of Canaan, there is an incident of an adultery. We have to remember why these kind of tests were recorded in the Bible. We got to remember them. And we got to remember the reality of what we face. Then we should become strength to each other. And we have to look for the rewards that we will receive. We should invite to our dwelling places in New Jerusalem each other, and we will look for the day. So look around well. We got to keep ourselves sinless and blameless by confirming that we are beautiful brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we got to strengthen each other. On the Passover, they applied the blood of the lamb and they passed the test. Just like that, we got to remember the goodness and love and sacrifice of the shepherd and pass this test. We are one under the name of Mamin, and we are before the glory of Father God. When our shepherd is with us, we were happy, and we will be happy. And this is the truth. Therefore, with happiness, we have to look for that beautiful day. Our proud Mamin, I give thanks and love all Mamin people. Brothers and sisters, fighting!
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness, loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.